I'm going to go back about 2,000 years, back to Cicero. Cicero, if you do not know, is an ethicist and posed a question about 2,000 years ago about business ethics. And he is very clear, I'm assuming a moral person when I ask the question. In other words, not saying what's the shrewd thing to do or not shrewd thing to do, but what would an ethical business person do? And quick time out there. There is a difference between ethics and morals. And if, depending on who you ask, you will get different answers. If you ask a philosopher, which I did, ethics is the study of morals. So ethics is kind of the discipline of studying morals. It is not itself morals. It is ethics. That distinction isn't going to matter all that much for us, but it will make a difference when we start looking directly at the rules, because what you're going to find out in this state, there are no rules of ethics. They do not exist, and if you think I'm kidding, I'm not kidding. There are no rules of ethics in the state of Texas for attorneys. More on that later. Back to the very old question. Suppose, for example, a time of dearth and famine at Rhodes with provisions at fabulous prices, and suppose that an honest man has imported a large cargo of grain from Alexandria, and that to his certain knowledge also several other importers have set sail from Alexandria, and that on the voyage he has sighted their vessels, laden with grain and bound for Rhodes. Is he to report the fact to the Rhodians, or is he to keep his own counsel and sell his own stock at the highest market price? Straight up supply-demand. Right now, everyone wants grain. I'm sitting on the only grain in town, and I can command fantastic prices as a result. But I see on the horizon a whole bunch of ships coming with grain. The market's about to fall out. There are people starving because they can't afford the price I'm charging. Should I let them know that if they can hold out for just another day, they can probably buy their grain at a reduced price? Or should I continue to command the best price I can until the market collapses? Now, setting aside what he thought the answer to the question is, what's the shrewd short-term business thing to do?